Beware of what's hiding in breakfast. Chemical found in a popular breakfast food linked to potential health issues that is banned in the United States. How the heck is that happening? Is it in the cereal in your pantry? And what can you eat instead? What I'm about to talk should deter even more of you probably to go that direction of what is going on with breakfast. And I'm a little bit compassionate today. It's passionate about what's happening to our food supply and a little bit pissed off that it's being allowed in America when there's a banned substance that is showing up in breakfast. This is impacting so many people because of the types of food that I'm about to show you. So let's dive in, shall we? Chemical found in a popular breakfast food linked to potential health issues that is banned in the United States. Beware of what's hiding in breakfast this morning in the bowl. Oatmeal eaters, cereal eaters, Cheerio fanatics trying to help your cholesterol, toddler food. One of the first foods that every kid in America gets, laced with a banned chemical from the United States. How the heck is that happening? Is it in the cereal in your pantry? And what can you eat instead? So, seriously? Seriously? Can't believe it's happening. So this compound is being found in a group of foods. The Environmental Working Group tested 25 different breakfast foods that are on your grocery store shelf and maybe in your cupboard. You're going to want to run and check in a little bit. And some of them are touted as health foods. Multiple of them are. This is the stuff that makes me angry when you see, and I reveal to you in a moment, what foods those are and what amounts of this chemical are showing up in it. So let me introduce you to chloramoquate. All right. So it was new to me as well. Normally what we're focused on is glyphosate. Glyphosate is the pesticide herbicide that is sprayed on foods and then it ends up wreaking havoc on the gut. Studying this further and further, the Environmental Working Group has been studying that for about 6 years now and showing up that that's probably more of an issue than gluten in food. Now, reason this isn't on the radar and why it matters to you. Reason is on the radar. It's banned in the United States, but it's showing up in foods in the United States. How does that happen? Well, we get a lot of our grains from Canada and the Canadians aren't concerned about chloramoquate. They should be. So pilot study done by the Environmental Working Group. Okay. It was also published in the Journal of Exposure Science and Environmental Epidemiology. Revealed 80% of you, 80% of Americans, or those listening around the world where they're not banned this, tested positive for chloramoquate chloride, which is an agricultural chemical that's used as a pesticide, somewhat similar to glyphosate. It's a plant growth regulator. Okay, we're using a chemical to stunt the growth of a plant. Why? No offense to the farmers out there. I grew up in Iowa, I get it. Why is that showing up? Why are they using it? And what does a plant growth regulator do to your growth and regulation? 92%. Of grain-based, oat-based foods that I'm gonna reveal the brands to you in just a moment, high in this amount. So what they're looking through is there is a chemical, right, has an effect on the plant size by blocking hormones that stimulate the growth of the oat before bloom. What happens is the plant goes too fast and it tips over. They lose a lot of production because of damaged stalks. So they're stunting the growth before the bloom where we're getting the grains on it. And it's wheats, barleys, oats, several of them. So it prevents the stem from breaking over. So they're stunting the growth of these plants by adding this hormone regulator in. It's banned in the United States. Canada's allowing it because we're shipping in a lot of grain, believe it or not, it's showing up here. Now, why does that matter? Well, there hasn't been full-on clinical trials in humans, but I can tell you what it's doing to pigs, right? And so that matters what's showing up in animal studies. Reproductive declines in pigs raised on chloramoquate-treated grains. So they fed pigs a bunch of grains that were treated with chloramoquate. The female pigs had disrupted cycles, difficulty mating, decreased fertilization capacity of males that they looked at, especially sperm in males. There was reduced sperm in motility in the males. It delayed the onset of puberty in more of the adolescent. It decreased the weights of reproductive organs and decreased testosterone levels when they tested it in rats. And it dysregulated fetal growth of the head and the bones. And it dysregulated the metabolism. This is a metabolism destroyer for you for two reasons. One, this hormone's on there. Two, a lot of these grains are really high in linoleic acid, which builds up in the system, congests the cells, and makes it really hard to burn up fat. When you do burn up fat, it's oxidized, creates cholesterol problems, creates a metabolism nightmare. That's why I'm so big and against seed oils, grain oils, and linoleic acid in too big of amounts. Well, these foods are loaded with linoleic acid, and now chloramoquate. So this thing's being studied, right? Which ones is it in? In just a second, I'm gonna show you those. But the half-life in the body, when you ingest it, lasts for a couple of hours. So there's a significant portion of administered doses being expelled into the body within 24 hours. So the detection of the chemical in 80% of urine samples indicated ongoing exposure. So they only last a few hours, yet 80% of Americans have it showing up in their urine, which means we're consistently getting doses of this in our body, in the food samples. So they wanted to test how much of it is in there. And then the concern being, is that screwing up your metabolism? Is that screwing up? This is like one of the first foods toddlers eat, grains. And then it's what Barry, your stubborn husband's doing, thinking he's fixing his cholesterol by eating the two most popular cholesterol foods. Let's go right to them. Here's the chart. Breaking it down, are these in your cupboard? Seriously? Walmart, great value, oats and honey granola. Boop. Concentration parts per billion, almost 200. Quaker oats granola, oats, honey, and almonds. Quaker oats fashioned oats, the highest on the charts, almost 300 parts per billion. Oatmeal, Quaker oatmeal squares, honey nut. Quaker oatmeal squares, brown sugar. Quaker instant oatmeal. Listen, I ate this as a kid, I get it. Quaker chewy dark chocolate chunk. So the granola bar. Basically all the stuff coming from Quaker loaded with this hormone alterer. We keep going. Kellogg's, Special K fruit and yogurt. Good and Gather. Oh, that one comes off as trying to be a little healthier, but the vanilla almond granola, no go. General Mills, Cheerios. This is like the first food we feed to kids. We're feeding them a hormone that has been shown to stunt the growth and development of plants. It has been shown to alter fetal growth in rats and pigs, and this is one of the first things our kids are eating. And then, later in life, many people are eating Cheerios or oatmeal to try to lower their cholesterol when there is a metabolism dysregulator and a hormone disruptor, especially testosterone levels and sperm counts in men being altered, which is directly correlated to cholesterols and how the hormones are working. Hormones are made up of fats, right? They're connected. They need fat in order to be made. Cholesterol is the source of a lot of that fat. So this is all tied together, and here we're eating these. Think we're doing something good. General Mills, Cheerios, Oat Crunch, Oat and Honey. There they are. There's the concentration amounts. The highest ones being Quaker and oatmeal. This is another knock on oatmeal. One, you're getting a larger amount of linoleic acid when you eat these foods because of the bad oils and because of the grains. We can handle a little bit of linoleic acid, but when that gets high, that highness is inflammation in the body. That's a huge enemy. Number two, now we're getting in not only glyphosate that's destroying the gut, that's adding a lot of inflammation, but chloramoquate. That is now altering our hormones and maybe your metabolism. Is this food in your cupboard? If it is, it's got to go. Now, they tested 25 different samples. These were the non-organic versions, okay, that were in the cupboard. But they also looked at what can we eat. They tested 25 overall. A majority of the organic oats, the organic wheat-based products, did not have chloramoquate in the samples. So your solution here is, if we're going to have an overnight oat like we have a recipe for, they're delicious, right? It's not that you can never have oatmeal. It's just, you certainly can never have cereal, but what's in the bowl, we've got to have organic to eliminate the glyphosate and eliminate now the chloramoquate. Even though it's banned in the United States, that's the insane part, it's still showing up in the bowl. So choosing organic cereal is the best. Also, how do we make our own cereal potentially, if that's your jam in the morning? Or maybe you could just substitute it for delicious coffee, mine's in here, with nutrients in it, do a little fasting and skip breakfast altogether. You're avoiding the chemicals, you're avoiding the grains, you're avoiding the linoleic acid, and if you make it right, it's organic coffee. So that's what I do a lot of mornings, to skip the grains, the linoleic acid, and now these chemicals. That might be an option for you. I'll try to grab and see if I can snag the grainless cereal that you might want to try. That's a good option. I'll put that recipe below for you. How is something that's banned in the United States showing up in our food supply. It just makes no sense to me. So kudos to the Environmental Working Group for putting that study together, digging into it seriously. My concern is our toddlers, please make sure that their first food isn't goldfish and Cheerios. Like my kids started on blueberries. That was the initial. So we can do better. We can do way better. If you're struggling with cholesterol, if you're struggling with that arena of you're needing help with it, check out the next videos so you can dig further into really understanding what's causing it. I would look at linoleic acid and I would look at sugars. Okay. So that means I wouldn't be adding in hormone increasing and sugar-laced carbohydrate, oats and grains, and also those have a lot of linoleic acid. That would be going the opposite direction. And if you're struggling with your cholesterol, oatmeal and Cheerios are not the solution. This stuff gets me fired up. Please share this, pay it forward so that we can continue to impact others, change their breakfast, start your day right without linoleic acid, without lots of carbohydrates, and without hormone suppressors and metabolism suppressors, growth suppressors. We can do way better with it. So you can check those videos out there and I'll keep it coming.